We're doing the Navi Yeshayahu. We're up to what's called the 29th chapter, the 20th Pasuk. The Navi had described, now Hashem says, I will pay back. I'm just waiting. I'm giving people an opportunity to do tshuva. So the time will come when I will show that I'm in control. And on that day, we saw in Pasuk Yud Chet, people will recognize that I'm paying back. And people who are insistent that they don't understand Torah, they didn't bother listening to the Torah, they will suddenly listen. And the people who constantly lived in darkness will suddenly be attracted or interested in learning and looking at the words of the Torah. The Yasifu we saw in Pasuk Yutet, the Yasifu, and then those who were humble all along in their faith of Hashem, they will rejoice. And the people who were always impoverished, people would look down at them. They will be happy in the revelation of Hashem and His holiness. And we continue with Pasuk Chaf. Ki afei saritz v'chalaleitz. Because at that time, there will be an extinction. A face means there will be an annihilation, an extinction of aritz. Aritz means the people who exploit their power. V'chala leitz. Chala is also to wipe out. Leitz. Leitz are those that mock, that make jest of that which is important in life. We have to know leitzanut is very destructive. When a person uses mockery, a person can take the most important, the most serious, the most holy subject and put it down. Leitz is very often a reference to Amalek. You will notice the numerical value of Leitz is 120. Leitz twice equals Amalek. Amalek is 240, right? Ayin and Lamed is 100, Kuf is 200, Mem is 40. 240. So Leitz is 120. Twice Leitz equals Amalek. Ki afes aritz v'chala Leitz. So those who exploit their power, those who mock what's important, will be wiped out. V'nichritu kol shokedei aven. And those who are always figuring out how to swiftly do dishonest deeds will also be cut down. Shokedei aven. Shoked could mean one who analyzes, or shoked could mean one who is swift to act. Shokedei aven, those who are swift to do dishonesty. Now, that's why the almond tree is called a shaked, because the almond tree is the first to bear fruits here in Israel. It's the first tree to give flowers to blossom. And that's why it's called shaked. Because shaked means to be swift. Shokedei aven, those who are swift to be dishonest. Yes?
I think I just understood the answer to my question, but for confirmation, what is the connection between honesty and swiftness that almonds are called shaked and everything?
Shaked means to be swift. The almond is swift to blossom. Okay. The Navi is describing those people who exploit their power, mock which is important, and are swift to be dishonest. All three will be wiped down. Machtiyei Adam bidavar. These people who cause others to sin by speaking to them and convincing them by persuasion, by distortion, these people, machtiyei adam, they cause other people to sin bidavar, in their spoken word. V'lamochiach bashar yikoshun. And the person who tries to rebuke them at the gates, they put stumbling blocks for him. These people will also be cut down. V'yatu v'tohu tzadik. And they try to cause the righteous to err, vayatu, they cause to err, vato, with words that are empty. they persuade the tzaddik to err. So you have people who try to go the right path, and along comes the false witness and says, God sent me to tell you such and such. So you have people who, that's how they cause others to sin. They do it in the name of Hashem. So that's who the Navi is talking about now. Machti'ei adam bidavar, people who cause others to sin with their spoken word. V'lamochiach bashar, and to the one who is truly trying to rebuke the people at the gates, yekoshun, they cause him to stumble, they place stumbling blocks before him. Vayatu vatohu, and they cause people to err with empty words, but they can make empty promises. God told me to tell you next year will be better. This year you should continue serving Zeus, but next year you'll see blessings. So people were willing to believe that. Vayatu vatohu, with empty words, they were able to cause the tzaddik to veer off the proper path.
He was able to cause the tzaddik to veer off the path.
These false prophets. People didn't know. The guy has a long white beard. He has 50 people flocking around him kissing his hands. So maybe we should listen to him. He wears a funny robe. He wears an interesting turban. He walks around and rolls his eyes. Doesn't he seem holy? Shouldn't we listen to him? Lachin. You could imagine people were walking around telling stories. You know what a salvation I had? He saved my business. People would tell stories, so then people would be convinced and they'd listen to these false prophets. I don't know if you noticed, there are similar things going on today. Lachin. They have a radio show today. That's astrology. Avodat kochavim u'mazalot. Sometimes I go on the bus in the middle of the morning. You hear people calling, and the astrologer will tell them, I see in your future. These guys are charlatans. They should shut them down. There's no room to permit that. For sure not on a radio, and not at all in this country. We're a Jewish country. What are people doing going to Ovdei Kochavim? These people are, they're going to tell you based on the stars? Yeah.
But in the past, it worked, right? Like astrology... We know from Egypt that the astrology...
Just because astrology works doesn't mean it's permissible. I'm not saying, but what they have today is a fake. We'll see it in the Ramban.
Okay.
Today they're a bunch of fakers.
Okay.
I could tell you right now what they're saying. There's something in your past that bothers you. There's something good in your future that's just waiting to come out. There are things that you feel you cannot get over. There's someone in your life who's causing you intense pain. There's someone in your life who you wish would do something different. Come on, these are things that are universal. You could say to anyone. But then a person feels like, wow, you really know. There are blessings in your life that you have not yet revealed. There are things you fear will happen, and you constantly try to put them out of your mind, but you know that you're walking around in fear of those things coming to haunt you. Come on, I can tell you the psychology of it all, but it's all games. You know, it's just a question of which one to pull out. I sense there's someone who's really close to you in life, who you wish would be closer. I sense that you have a yearning in your life for something to shine, a little bit more warmth, a little bit more closeness. Come on, we can play these games. And everyone sitting in this room is saying, wow, yes, okay, because it's universal. These are universal feelings. And if you can exploit universal feelings, then how'd you know? That's how stargazers work. That's how the crystal ball works. Now, if you're good at it, then you pay attention to a person's breathing, you pay attention to their pupils dilating, you notice which points touch them, and then you really know how to expand on it. Okay, and if you know how to listen to people, so bichlal, you could tell them a world. You know, I used to interview for Shiduchim, and all the people I interviewed but one, all of them, and we're talking about hundreds if not thousands, they all agreed, and mind you, many of them, it was my first conversation with them. And they all agreed. Again, there was one exception. Mm-hmm. But everyone else agreed that my description of them was better than their description of themselves. After the first conversation with a person, if you listen closely to what people are saying and you take good notes or good mental notes, then you could end up with a better description of the person than they can describe themselves. Yeah. So you can exploit that if you really want to.
I was How did they know your description of
them? When I finish an interview, I always say, okay, here's your description of yourself. Now I'll read you my description of you. You tell me what to incorporate from your description and if you prefer mine or yours. All the people I interviewed, except for one, agreed that my description was better than theirs.
What did the one say?
The one I think said it so well. You want to hear the real story of the one?
Yeah.
The one was a woman who called. It was actually a conversation here in the Mahon. And she described herself for 2.5-3 minutes. And I wrote it down. And we were done. When we were done with the interview, I said to her, look, I have to tell you, you're the first person who I'm interviewing in my life who I have to say I have nothing to change from your description of yourself. I really think that I would describe you the way you described yourself. What's the punchline to the story? She said, well, I listened to your class on dating. This is a woman I never met. Till today, I never met her. She said, I listened to the series on dating, and I took your tips on how to define for yourself who you are and what you're looking for in life, and I spent a good month figuring out my self-description. So that's my bio. That was the one. Very interesting. It blew me away. I'm saying it was very interesting. She was a woman who was Chozer B'Tshuva, and as far as I know, she got married. But that was a very interesting story. Okay, back to our Navi. Lachen, Kamar Adonai el Beit Yaakov, Asher Pada et Avraham. So therefore, so says Hashem, being that this is where the world is headed, I will cut people down to size. Hashem says, I am talking to you, Jacob, the people of Israel. I am the one who redeemed Abraham from the burning furnace. Lo ata yevosh Yaakov, velo ata panav yechevahu. Jacob will not be embarrassed at this time. His face won't be white. Panav yechevaru means his face won't go pale. In other words, he's saying, your grandfather in heaven, Jacob, looking down at you, will not be embarrassed. Why? Ki viroto yeladav ma'asei yadai bekirbo yakdishu shemi. Why won't he be embarrassed? Because when he sees in his midst, he sees his children, his descendants, the Jewish people who are sanctifying my name. I said that I'm going to cut out those who mislead the people. So he will look down and see his children, Ma'asei Yadai, my handiwork, because I've helped them evolve forward. Bekirbo, in the midst of his people, he will see such righteous people. Yakdishu Shemi, who sanctify my name, Vikdishu et Kedosh Yaakov. They will sanctify Hashem, who is the source of the holiness of Jacob, Vet Elohei Yisrael Ya'aritzu. And they will praise Hashem, who is the God of Israel. So when they see that, and when Yaakov sees that, he will be proud of the children he left behind. And we will pick up here. We are entering a new phase over here. My Yeshaya is divided into two books, Yeshaya A and Yeshaya B. So this is where my Yeshaya A ends. Where we pick up here, we are nearing the second section of Yeshaya. Let's continue a few more psukim. We got 4 minutes anyway, so we won't get to do anything else today. So let's just move forward a drop more. Pasuk Chaf Daled. V'yade'u to'eru ruach bina. And even those who have erred until now, who were to'ei ruach, they were in error in their spirit, in their approach, they will now have understanding. V'roginim. Yilmedu lekach, And those who until now would always complain, Rogenim, the people who were constantly complaining, Yilmedu Lekach, will now learn the words of the Torah. So Hashem says, what?
What were they complaining about?
They were complaining about the Torah. There are people who always have complaints.
As in questioning them, why do I need to
no. No, this is all a fake. Why do I have to do this? There are people who, whatever the prophet has to say, they're always complaining. Why do I have to listen to this? Why do I have to do this? Why is life working out this way? Hoy banim sorerim ne'um Adonai. The Navi says, I should weep over Israel that they are children who are sorerim. They repeatedly veer off the proper path. Lasot eitza ve'lo mini. They're plotting and planning, and it's not my plan, says Hashem. It's not what I want them to do. Ve'ninsoch masecha ve'lo ruchi. They look for coverage. Ve'ninsoch masecha. They place a leadership upon them, and it is not in accordance with my spirit. Linsoch masecha, to appoint a leadership. Masecha comes from the word masach or michse. When you appoint someone under whom you expect him to give you coverage. Leman sefot chatat el chatat, and the direction of it all is to add transgression to transgression. What are they doing? They're making peace treaties with Egypt. They're telling Egypt, "We will pay you taxes. We will be subservient to you. Just save us." Haholechim laredet Mitzrayim ufi lo sha'alu. They descend to Egypt. They make deals with Egypt, and they don't ask me. The Navi has turned to the northern 10 tribes. He says, the future of Israel is going to be good. But where are we now? The northern 10 tribes are sending to Egypt and to Saul, the king of Egypt, and telling them, let's make a pact. They didn't ask me. La'oz mimma'oz paro ve'lachsot bitzel Mitzrayim. They say, our strength is Egypt. We have the great Egyptian empire behind us. And they want to bask in the shade of the Egyptians. Dayalachem ma'oz paro levoshet. The Navi warns, the strength of Paro will ultimately be your shame. It will provide nothing. You're investing money in a peace treaty that will not be worth the paper it's written on. Ve'chasut b'tzel Mitzrayim lichlima. Taking coverage in Egypt will be a source of embarrassment for you. Ki'ayu v'tzo'an sarav u'malachav chanes yagiyu. The leaders of Israel, they went down to Pharaoh. They went down to Tzoan, that's a city in Egypt, and they begged Pharaoh for a peace treaty. They went all the way to the capital, Chanes, which is sometimes short for Tachpanches, that's the capital of Egypt. They went all the way there, the messengers of the Hoshea ben Ela, the king of the north, and it's not going to work. The Navi says, none of that's going to bear fruits. Kol hovish al'am lo yo'ilu lamo. They took all that shame, putting themselves down, asking Egypt for help, and it won't produce anything. Lo le'ezer ve'lo le'ho'il ki levoshet ve'gam necherpa. Nothing good is going to come out of it. There will be no utility of this agreement. All it will do is bring you shame. And this is where we'll pick up, Bezrat Hashem, next week, Masa Ba'amot Negev, and we are nearing the switch point in the Navi Yeshaya, where the Navi concludes his prophecies of destruction and starts talking about redemption. And the second half of the book focuses on all the prophecies of how good it's going to be with the coming redemption.